Okay, I've got quite a bit to do, so I'll move on. The rope's cut. And Joe just falls. He falls, as far as he's concerned, to his death. He streams into this void. It's actually worse than just falling, because he hits snow and falls into a crevasse in the ice. He falls into this crack in the ice, maybe about 25 feet wide. But the next thing he knows, he hits ice. He hits hard ground after having fallen about 100 feet. He's still conscious. He knows he's conscious because he's in agonizing pain. He's fallen on his leg. Yeah, he's in agonizing pain. It's dark. All he knows is in this crevasse. He doesn't know what he's, you know, what he's sort of got around him. He can't see around him. It turns out he's on a little ice bridge in the crevasse. There's a little bridge, a thin, narrow little bridge that he's fallen on and landed on and is lying on, sprawled, on his front, actually, in precarious danger of falling off. And looking down, it's just blackness, yeah, unending blackness. And he spends the rest of that night clinging to this bridge, thinking, okay, so it's going to end like this, is it? I'm going to die in the dark, in the cold, in this crevasse, on my own. This is how it's ending. And he sobs. And he streams, and he knows that nobody can hear him. Simon will think he's dead. He can't be seen in this crevasse, even though he's only fallen about 50 feet into the crevasse. There's nothing he can do. He has this little torch, and he thinks, maybe I can climb out, maybe I can climb out. And he has four attempts. Remember, he's got this leg that's twisted and in agony. He has four attempts at putting his ice screw into the ice and trying to heave himself, haul himself out, each time sliding back onto the ice bridge, and finally gives up. There's no way up, there's no way back. So he spends this night on this ice bridge. It feels like the spiritual equivalent of a dark night of the soul. There's nothing. He's alone. It's the sort of existential nightmare writ large. He waits until dawn. He waits until light. He can see light above him. And he decides that he can't stay there. If he's going to die, he wants to die on the move, not sitting waiting to die of cold and hunger and thirst on this ice bridge. So he decides that he's going to take what rope he's got and abseil down, because he can't go up, so he's going to go down. And as far as he knows, the drop is perhaps thousands of feet. His rope is a few hundred feet. At the end of the rope, he's going to let go. Yeah, because there's nothing else he can do. So he starts to crawl or abseil down, descend into nothingness. And, well, you know, it's obvious this is a, an archetypal image, isn't it? This whole story seems to be full of archetypal images of descent. You know, they've climbed this mountain, they've achieved this incredible feat, but actually, what's difficult is the descent, and he has to go deeper into the darkness because he has no choice. He has no choice. He's put himself in this situation. He's walking or abseiling into the unknown, being prepared to lose everything, being prepared to die. And I was just thinking that, you know, in the spiritual life, it does seem often to be the case that things get harder before they get easier. Or perhaps they just carry on getting harder. It depends on individuals. It seems to be different. But often, after we make a commitment, after we pass a point of no return, things seem to get harder. Vedanya was talking about the sort of archetypal forces in the universe that seem to come to help us. And that's true, but there also seem to be very often forces that come to resist, forces within ourselves and forces outside that seem to resist us moving towards our ideals. And well, I don't really have very much advice to say apart from, well, we have to carry on, don't we? We have to carry on in the hope that we can, become more integrated in ourselves, can overcome the obstacles, see those obstacles as somehow opportunities, use our friends, use whatever resources we have, and not despair. In Joe's case, he runs out of rope and looks down, and actually there's a floor. There's a floor below him. The rope hasn't run out, and there's a floor, snow-covered floor. And he can't believe his good fortune. And he sort of lands on this floor until he realises it's a false floor. So it's this floor of snow, but actually it's like a false ceiling. The crevasse is still dropping away under him. Yeah. But nevertheless, he's able to rest on it. And looking up, he can see that in this sort of chamber that he's in this ice chamber, there's a way out. There's a cone-shaped tunnel of ice, and through the end of it he can see sunlight, and he decides that he might be able to crawl out